In Parshas Noach, one of the major themes that we find is that of the Dor HaPalaga, or Dor HaFloga, as it's usually called in English, the generation of the dispersion. And it's a very difficult section to understand, because apparently it seems that just all the nations of the world wanted to get together and build one all-inclusive country, at which the center would be this gigantic tower, and that way they would be unified. So what exactly was it for which they were deserving of this punishment, to be scattered and dispersed, that each group would have its own language and they wouldn't understand each other? So of course there's different approaches in the literature, in the commentaries. The approach of the Ran in his drashos, he says as follows. Really, they were not getting punished. They didn't do anything wrong in this particular act. Not in thought and not in deed. He says, so what was going on? What was going on is that they wanted to be unified, and that itself, Hashem decided, is not a good thing. Why? Because the overwhelming majority of people in that time were idolaters, and they were quite vindictive about those that did not want to follow their path. As we know from the Midrashim, that it says that when Avraham Avinu made his stand that there's only one almighty creator who runs the whole show, who's running the whole universe, Nimrod had him thrown into a furnace, and the Almighty did a miracle for him, that he didn't get burned to death. Says the Ran, the basic idea is as follows. If you have countries all over the world, so if things get a little bit too hot for those that are following Hashem in one particular place, so worse comes to worse, at least some of them will be able to escape to a different country. And so on and so forth, which was, of course, the story of the Jews for, and to an extent still is, throughout the diaspora, throughout the Gullus, throughout the exile. However, if they would all get together, and all these countries are primarily comprised of idolaters, so then there would be no escape hatch. And that's a terrible thing, because there's tremendous power in numbers, and he explains it. That's literally what it means. When it says, V'zeach ilom la'asos, this is what they're beginning to do. V'atah now lo yibatzer mehem kol asher yozmu la'asos. Nothing will be withheld from them that which they plan to do. So that's how the Ran explains it. It wasn't a punishment. It was simply that Hashem decided this is not good. When Rishayim, when wicked people get together, even if they're not actually doing something bad right now, but just the fact that they're creating themselves, merging themselves, and amalgamating themselves into one unified corporation, that's not good. That's a bad thing. Because what that does is that it enables and facilitates the ability for very terrible things to happen. Now, the Ran points out, almost parenthetically, that the same thing is true on the flip side. That when good people get together, and when good people form a union that comprises all of them together, that joins all the disparate groups and people, that in of itself is positive. Now, of course, there's power in numbers. And of course, we know that Hashem wants His children, He wants the Jewish people to be unified. As it says, Ayivi Shur Melech B'Sasef Rashiyom Yachad Shiftei Yisrael, that the glory of the kingship of the Almighty is only really expressed when the Jewish people are unified. Beyond that though, it's important to be aware of the fact that our effectiveness, our ability to be effective, is much more potent as a unified whole than when we're in disparate, separate, individualized pockets. It's something to keep in mind. We just recently got through with the period of time which is referred to as the Yom Nerayim, the days of awe, with the 10 days of repentance, with Rosh Hashanah, with Yom Kippur. And of course, there's a very big emphasis on repentance and trying to figure out what we might have done wrong, how to fix it, how to improve towards the future, etc. However, one point which is often overlooked is that the special heavenly help, this special heavenly grace that is given during the time of Rosh Hashanah to and through Yom Kippur applies to the community the whole year long. B'chol Koreinu Eilav, as the Pasuk says, whenever we call out to the Almighty. So that's another expression of the power in numbers, that when we're unified, our ability to accomplish, our ability to effect that which is what we want to bring about, is much more powerful. So, What's the upshot of this? The upshot of this is that although it certainly is a wonderful thing that we have so many individuals and organizations doing great things, it's always worthwhile to bear in mind maybe it's possible to amalgamate. Maybe it's possible to make an overall corporation and somehow merge in a cooperative, collaborative effort so that our overall achievements and accomplishments will be much, much greater than what they otherwise would have been. Because a union of good people, of righteous people, in of itself, as the Ran says, is something very positive, very good, and of course very worthwhile, always bearing in mind if it's possible to bring such a thing about. Have a wonderful Shabbos.